Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master has promised from beneath the sea. This is the largest dive consumer event in the Northeast, if not the world. It is massive in the heart of New Jersey, just outside the streets of New York City. Secaucus, the Meadowlands Exposition Center, that's where we are, wandering the aisles at the moment. Now we kick off this show with my good friend Dan Emke from Oceanic. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thank you.
Hey, we brought some great weather to this event this weekend.
I couldn't have brought it, though. It was 45 when I left California, so I didn't bring it.
Yes. It's shockingly warm here in the New York area today. Obviously, they're doing a lot of announcements, so we're competing for sound, but it's all good. And we're having a good time as all these divers converge on the area. But usually, it's much, much cooler in this part of the country at this time of year. And it is unseasonably warm, which everybody's out walking around in shorts. I feel overdressed, but I don't know. I left Florida this morning. Here I am today, and I feel that it's. I feel like I'm in Florida today, and I'm not complaining. Are you?
No, I left California long sleeve shirt, and I'm now wearing a short sleeve shirt. So go figure.
Yeah, it's good to be here with our diving friends. Now there's a lot of diving folks here that we're going to catch up with on the show. But Dan is here from Oceanic, and you guys are launching a brand new product line from Oceanic here at Beneath the Sea, right?
That's correct. It's called the USA line.
Which means what? Just give us the whole spiel.
Well, which means we have been supporting Wounded Warrior Project and SUDS and other programs that these organizations get our injured veterans into the sport of scuba diving, and we've been supporting them for about 5 years now, and we wanted to step up the support a little bit this year, and we developed a product line that is of mass fin snorkels. It's going to evolve into other products, but the proceeds, 7% of the proceeds from this line are going to be granted to the Wounded Warrior and SUDS programs, and that's the equivalent of we will be able to grant $250 to up to 400 people to set off their expenses from getting into scuba.
Yeah, it's a great cause, obviously, but let's not forget about the aesthetics of this new line, because this is impressive. This looks like a new Olympic line of dive gear. I've never seen anything with this color scheme, but of course, we're talking about red, white, and blue. So if you want to show off your USA, your patriotic colors, this is an interesting new option for you, you think?
Yeah, we've got our dealers behind it, the industry is behind it. Everybody wants to get behind a good cause, and what better cause can we do than to show the wounded soldiers that are coming back that we really care about what they've done and what they've given up for us. So this is the very least that we could do.
Yeah, you can feel good about your purchase, but you can look good. And that's what I'm surprised this color scheme, why somebody hasn't done this before. This is probably a first for the dive industry, isn't it?
It is, and unfortunately we're on radio, so you can't tell the colors, but like Greg said, it is red, white, and blue, and it's just a very attractive set, and it's a very patriotic set, and what person wouldn't want to go out and buy red, white, and blue dive gear and support our soldiers coming back from overseas.
Yes. And I'm guessing, is it already online or is this brand spanking new? Because this is literally the first time I've seen this anywhere.
Yeah, we just announced it this week, as a matter of fact. The products are coming in May. So they'll be available in May, and we've got other products that we're going to add to the line down the road. So we don't stop here. It's just a matter of how much can we support our vets.
Right. Can you go to OceanicUSA.com and see this stuff, or is it not even posted online yet?
It just went up on OceanicWorldwide.com, okay. And you can see it on there, and you'll be able to see it in any of our dive stores in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
All right, so has Oceanic become a sponsor of the Olympics? Because this looks like Olympic swim team stuff or something. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is not something, you're right, but what we want to do, we're going to keep this centered around the military, that hopefully soon enough we're going to not see too many more wounded soldiers come back. And once we go through the injured soldiers, then we're going to open this up to the military categorically, that they'll be able to buy these sets and we'll support it.
Yes, well, it is an impressive line for sure. These mass fins and snorkels, red, white, and blue from Oceanic, coming to a dive store near you in May. So make sure you look for that or go to OceanicWorldwide.com and you can check this stuff out online and get ready for the season. Be outfitted, looking
Michael
good,
Ziggin,
and contributing
Ziggin
to a good cause as well. Now, here at Beneath the Sea, what else are you doing besides showing this stuff off? I see the entire line of Oceanic Aries and Holly stuff on display, right?
Well, we've got all five brands here. LavaCore, Ocean Pro, Hollis, Aris, and Oceanic. But one of the reasons that we're here, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. And go to your nearest Oceanic dealer or contact. Go to OceanicWorldwide.com and you can enter a contest every day to celebrate our 40th anniversary. Every day we're giving away some gift to somebody. It may range from a hat up to a very nice dive watch. But one of the other reasons that we're here, our founder Bob Hollis, who founded Oceanic 40 years ago, but he started in the industry 15 years before that, he's here getting an award tomorrow night for one of the Pioneer of the Year award, and he's been celebrated for this before, and we can never celebrate it enough for him.
Nice. Now, does he get a nice statue or plaque or something, or what do they hand out here at Beneath the Sea? I don't even know.
He gets a pat on the back, and that's exactly what he deserves.
Yes, well, you know, God knows he has probably every award in the dive industry book. I mean, Bob Hollis is obviously one of the pioneers of the dive industry, let alone Oceanic and what he's done. He's quite a character on top of everything else. Alex Brilski is getting an award this week, this weekend as well. We'll hopefully catch him along the way. So a lot of stuff. This is a big show for Oceanic here at Beneath the Sea, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're not only here to recognize our heroes, we're here to recognize the military heroes as well.
Yes. Well, they obviously have a strong, there's a foundation at Oceanic to take care of the military. You guys actually provide some dive gear for the military that we're not allowed to talk about. Is that true?
Well, we have developed gear for the military, and if I talked to you about it, I'd probably have to shoot you. But
yes, exactly. if he shares those secrets, he'll kill us or something. I don't know. But it's good stuff, and that technology that they use for our soldiers is obviously available to consumers here through the various lines, Oceanic, Aries, and Hollis. Hollis being the more technical side. What about this LavaCore stuff? Now, this came out a couple years ago, or has it even been 2 years now?
LavaCore is a very unique thermal protection system. We have an advertisement out right now. It says, better than a wetsuit, better than a skin. That's the bottom line. This is thing. It's different, and it's very adaptable to any water sports that you want to do.
Yes. Well, you know, my latest trip, when I was over in the Dominican Republic diving with humpback whales, the crew on that boat saw that me and our mermaid crew and everybody was wearing LavaCore suits. And it's amazing I was able to get off the boat with my my suits in hand, because they saw those and they're like, we want those. That is the kind of gear, you know, snorkeling with humpback whales in the Dominican Republic. When the water's like in the upper 70s, like 78 thereabouts or so, man, it's perfect. And they just love it. Because it's comparable almost to what? Like a 3 mil typical wetsuit, at least, probably. Something like that, right?
No, it's about a 2 mil. But the ideal, like Greg said, if you're in 80-degree water, you've got five different garments that would meet your requirements. Some people may want to just wear a shirt, short-sleeve shirt. Some people may want to wear the suit. But it's also great that if you're in chillier water, that you can wear it as an undergarment and a layering system. And that's when this garment works best, in a layering mode.
Yes, and it's very stylish. All the mermaids love this stuff. It accentuates the proper body parts in a way that they seem to like. And I'm not complaining either. Would you?
Not at all.
There you go. Exactly. That's all you have to say. Dan Ebke from Oceanic, OceanicWorldwide.com. More coming up from beneath the sea in New Jersey next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in New Jersey for Beneath the Sea. Now, I moved out into the hallway here of the Exposition Center in the Meadowlands Exposition Center. And to our little scuba radio, I don't know, a welcoming area for the show. We're set up at the entrance. The scuba cowboy is here in Speedo, right? Because you're kind of doing that whole naked cowboy thing from across the river.
I think that was your idea. We were going to have you in the Speedo.
Well, we'll have to ask.
You can be my sidekick.
I mean, okay, so I'd be like you're Robin and you're Batman
you
kind of thing?
There you go, Tonto, if you
Tonto.
Will.
Tonto. All right, I'll go with that. Well, he's going to play some tunes and warm up the crowd here for the show as they enter. We have the Tiki Toss game here this year, which is new. I'll tell you about that in just a bit. But before we get to all that stuff and all the giveaways that we have here at Beneath the Sea, I'm Martin from a new dive magazine. You know, a lot of companies like Oceanic and everybody else that are exhibiting here are you know, promoting new projects, new products and that kind of thing here at the show. And Martin is one of those from a magazine, which evidently this is the first international dive magazine. Is that right, Martin?
Yeah, that's true. We're coming out in 25 countries all over the world.
All right, and so it's called Dive the World, which would make sense. I like that name. And we ran across you guys in Tobago.
Yeah, that's true. We were in Tobago at the Underwater Carnival Festival there.
Right. So these guys were hanging out there and doing some diving. You saw our mermaids. Are they in this issue, by the way?
No, sorry.
You guys did get some pictures of the mermaids, from what I remember.
Yeah, that's true. We did.
That'll be for a future issue, right?
Well, better have a very good photographer for the mermaids, so we might have to set up a shoot.
A special shoot at Martin's home in Denmark, I guess, is what he's referring to. But we'll have to wait and see. So this new magazine, Dive the World, first international dive magazine ever, as far as I know. What's the overall goal? Is it just to kind of bring bring the world together? Because everybody diving is the same, whether you're in Denmark or the USA or what?
Well, the overall goal is simply to get the readers the impression of I want to dive, giving them all inspiration, beautiful, astonishing images, and saying, oh, that's how it is. I want to see those beautiful dolphins. I want to see that turtle. I want to go diving.
Did you say I want a girl?
No, I do have a very nice girl. So.
Okay, I was just going to say, it could have been something I didn't catch in the accent there, but because that's a worldly thing that most guys feel,
yeah.
I think, whether you're from Denmark, USA, or whatever, we all want this, the above. But Dive the World coming out, at least initially, once a quarter, right?
Yeah, that's true. 4 times a year right now. So maybe more in the future, maybe 6 times, but right now it's 4 times a year.
Got it. And it is very high-end. This is very glossy coffee table type of print material, a little bit more higher quality than you typically get in your standard magazine of any genre, let alone diving. So right now, this is already available at like Barnes & Noble across the USA?
Yeah, that's true. It's all in all Barnes & Noble around the States. Also, you can get it in Canada Yeah, around the world, 25 countries. Denmark, if you're going there, you can buy it there, too.
And the website for the magazine is what?
It's dtwmagazine.com.
All right, dtwmagazine.com for this new international dive magazine, Dive the World. Now, on the cover, it mentions the Maldives, and there's some dolphins on the cover. This is a beautiful shot. Was that from the Maldives right there?
No, in fact, not. But it could have been there. I think that's from the Red Sea, in fact, but it could have been from the Maldives.
I've been to the Maldives and I saw dolphins, so
yeah.
I just kind of put two and two together. But you're right, you could see that shot anywhere around the world. It's a very
exactly.
international dive magazine. I guess that was the point, right?
Exactly.
So what does this mean? What is it? It mentions the Maldives on here, so this article is on what about in the Maldives on this first issue?
Well, about Maldives, it's more about what can you experience in the Maldives and what is...
You say Maldives? What did you call them?
Maldives?
Maldives? Maldives?
Maldives,
You say tomato, I say tomato?
My Danish accent, I'm
okay,
sorry.
All right, no worries. I like it. I like Danish, too. So we got that in common. But what about... it's just basically, you know, here's some pretty pictures from the Maldives and some information about how to get there, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but we're doing long, great stories. So stories like 16, 20... pages long. So we're really trying to really give you a great impression of how it's going to go to Maldives or to I think it's Bonaire there. It's a good story about Bonaire.
Right.
What can you experience Bonaire? Just a few hours travel from the States. So there's a lot of inspiration you can get.
All right. So you're from Denmark. So how far is the Bonaire from Denmark? I have no clue.
Oh,
because it's Danish, isn't it? Aren't they Dutch down there in Curacao and stuff?
Yeah.
Isn't that Danish?
No.
Oh, figures.
U.S. Virgin Islands was Danish, but That's all.
Oh, we took that? Is that what happened?
You bought it.
Okay, okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right, all right. So, yeah, see, I'm not real good at the whole geography thing. But it doesn't matter because I got your magazine to refer to if I have if I'm challenged in that arena, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, so you see our little setup here at the front of Beneath the Sea, Martin. What do you think of this? We got our picture. We don't have our mermaids on display at the moment, but they're coming.
I do miss the mermaids. I've met them a couple of times and do miss them.
Yeah, well, we have them on display. We're also given a trip for two on a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to the Turks and Caicos, so you could register for that as well. But here's the cool thing we found at the Surf Expo. This is called the Tiki Toss. Now, we have set this up here at the beginning or at the front here of Beneath the Sea. Now, you may have heard of heard me talk about the Bimini Ring game here before, which if you go throughout any island or a bar in the Caribbean, you will see this ring game. Have you ever seen this before?
No, unfortunately not.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have this in Denmark?
No.
They should. See, and what you, it's basically a metal ring on a string hanging from the ceiling, and you swing this thing and try to land it on the hook. Let me see. You're hearing the clunk there. I'm hitting a brick. Let's see if I can capture that moment, that special ting that you want. You want to get the ting there. Oh, there it was. I heard it a little bit. But you try to hook it on the ring, and if you do that, you win a prize. Or if you're a hot girl and you miss, you lose a piece of clothing.
Okay.
What do you think of that game? You think that'll go over well here in New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a girl. I would miss a lot of clothes here.
Yeah, the thing is, every time when that happens, you know they're going to ring it. They're going to get it on the first ring, so there's no chance for anybody getting any kind of real show. You're going to have to go into New York City for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, we have this new little added addition of, the Tiki Toss game here at Beneath the Sea. Now, what's cool about this, too, is if you go online what's the website? Oh, MellowMilitia.com. MellowMilitia.com. That's the company that's making this Tiki Toss game. And put in the code SCUBA RADIO, SCUBA SPACE RADIO. In there, you'll get $5 off the Tiki Toss game. So we brought some of these to Beneath the Sea to play with and
deal.
To give away stuff. But we also have these games, this Tiki Toss game. And I have two in the new Scuba Radio broadcast facilities. How about that?
Cool.
Got to do something while those commercials are playing, don't I?
Yeah, and you will get practice. You will win it.
Yes, you would think I would be a ringer at this, but yet I can't do it for the life of me. Maybe if I put my clothes on the line. All right, if I make this one, I can keep my clothes on. Oh, they're coming off. Run for the hills. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close. I'll start with the drawers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest dive consumer event in the country, definitely in the Northeast, but possibly the entire U.S. It's a very, very busy show. A lot of people up here in the Northeast. They seem to congregate in this part of the country. I don't know what it is. The diving's not that great up here, I don't think. There's no Jersey folks standing around at the moment, so I kind of snuck that in. But what they find up here is like dead bodies and weapons and things in the local rivers. So I guess it's interesting diving. Now Megan would back me up. I think she is the Rolex scholarship winner from this year's Dan Rolex Awards, right?
I am the 2012 North American Rolex Scholar of the Our World Underwater Scholarship Society.
Yes, Our World Underwater in Chicago. So we were talking about that a few months ago, and you actually got that scholarship, which allows you to travel the world on someone else's dime and just play diver, the super diver, something like that, isn't it?
Something like that. I'm part of the Our World Underwater Scholarship Society, which is a little bit separate from the show, actually. Originally together, but now the Scholarship Society provides these scholarships for young people, underwater leaders around the world, to get training and travel and build their experience in a wide variety of fields from underwater photography, expedition-style travel, research, science, publishing, really just a wide swath of underwater fields.
So you got this award, and they said, okay, we're sending you to Jersey. And your first reaction was, what?
This is my sneak peek weekend, actually. I get the official torch passed to me at the end of April at the annual Scholarship Society meeting. And so this is my chance to get my feet on the ground, meet sponsors, network within the community. But it was a little funny as friends heard the news about my award and were excited with me. First question is, where are you off to? And I got to tell them New Jersey.
Yes. And they were like, wow, that doesn't sound as great as it did initially. But it is a cool event. When you start walking around, you've already met quite a few folks, haven't you?
I have. I just got here yesterday afternoon. The show's starting tonight, and already I'm just stunned by the people I've gotten to meet. This morning I was at breakfast and got to meet Wyland and Michael Au. Just incredible people.
And she just hooked the ring here at the Tiki Toss on the first try. Hot woman, clothes on the line. That's what happens.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 338. Sea snakes are one of the most venomous creatures on the planet.
I hate snakes, Doc!
So it's never a good idea to use one as a jump rope in an attempt to amuse your dive buddies.
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan good diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's that tune you're humming there, Nick?
It's that Should I Stay or Should I Go song.
Sing it for us, Nick.
Trust me, it won't help.
Well, what's got you singing it then?
Well, it's the question it asks, I guess. I was just dealing with an injured diver who didn't know whether to go to the nearest medical facility or to the nearest one with a hyperbaric chamber.
Well, what'd you tell him?
Same thing I always do. Go to the nearest medical facility.
Now, that surprises me. I would have thought it'd be better to go to a chamber.
And a lot of divers make that mistake.
Why is it a mistake?
You can lose a lot of time trying to find or get to a medical facility with a hyperbaric chamber. And who knows if they'll even be able to treat you. It's much better to get yourself into the hands of qualified medical professionals who can figure things out from there.
Aren't the hands of chamber medical professionals better for divers?
By going to a facility without a chamber, you are not sacrificing a thing in terms of quality of care. While a medical staff may not be familiar with the intricacies of diving or its related injuries, emergency medical personnel are certainly qualified to evaluate you and keep you stabilized until a course of treatment is determined.
But what if they're not familiar with diving?
We've actually found that emergency physicians unfamiliar with diving are the ones who are most motivated to seek additional help, and they're the ones that usually give us a call.
But wouldn't you be wasting time if you did need a chamber treatment?
It's important to remember that no matter what emergency facility you visit, an evaluation is going to have to get done. Other possible problems will have to be considered and ruled out before treating for decompression illness. Not every dive injury or post-dive medical problem is DCI.
But what if you really, really need a chamber?
Then you're certainly better off in the hands of a qualified medical professional than you would be in the back of your buddy's car. If it's determined you need a hyperbaric chamber, you're better off transferring under medical supervision. Medical crews will keep you monitored and can administer things like oxygen and IV fluids. If a medical crisis occurs, they're also prepared to handle it, which is a little different than even the most well-meaning or well-trained of your friends. If medical care is available, you're almost always better off availing yourself of it than trekking to an unknown facility on your own. Besides
what?
There's no guarantee a facility with a hyperbaric chamber will be ready or able to receive you when you get there. And that's a pretty sobering thought. Not all of them are open every day, and not all of them are staffed at all times. And that's why Dan doesn't publish the list of chambers within our network.
You'd rather folks just call Dan?
We do. We maintain lots of details in our network, and if you or whatever medical care provider is treating you, Just gives us a call in the event of a medical emergency. We can get you to the nearest appropriate chamber and ensure it's ready and waiting for you.
Meanwhile, you'll be in the hands of people qualified to keep you going until you get there.
That's what they do.
So, if in doubt, when it comes to choosing between a local medical facility or tracking down a chamber,
go to the medical facility, get into the system of care, and call Dan. We'll be there to help you.
It's easy to assume any post-dive issue is decompression sickness. But remember, what happens when you assume? Don't waste time tracking down a hyperbaric chamber that may not even be able to treat you. Get yourself to the nearest medical facility and enlist Dan to help with the rest. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Megan Cook is the 2012 Rolex Scholar winner from Our World Underwater. Dan is a big sponsor of that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we saw her hanging with Dan and Betty Orr, who are going to be on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Turks and Caicos in October. We'll get more on that a little bit later on. But you're already hobnobbing with the bigwigs of the dive industry, right? What, Weiland already, and who else have you met?
I met Michael Al this morning. He's a fantastic photographer, as well as...
What, Ellis? Mr. Ellis?
Yes, Mr. Ellis, who was a scholarship host for my North American coordinator, who was the first female scholar back in the 1970s. So it's a long family of... You know, it's just a fantastic industry where everyone supports each other, and really happy to be part of the Our World Underwater Scholarship Society family now, because it connects you to so many people.
Well, yeah, everybody who wins that scholarship usually goes on to be some big wig in the dive industry. And then there's another group of our, like, scuba radio crew. By the way, we look up to people like you. You hear what I'm saying, Megan?
Absolutely. I'm very flattered.
Now, how did you get this scholarship? How does it work exactly? Well, you had to submit a paper or like, please pick me, and it was kind of like a brown nose competition? No, what happened?
It's a pretty extensive application. Applications are due by the end of the year, so New Year's Eve is the big date for me. I started months in advance and really got serious about it through November and December. You have to write biographies as well as essays about what your goals for the year would be and what your future contributions to the dive industry on a local and global scale are.
So globally, what is your contribution you hope to make?
I think I'm a scientific extrovert. I really love doing research and learning about the ocean, but I also see a huge need for us to share that knowledge. As a scientific and conservation community, we have a lot of incredible knowledge about what's happening in the oceans and what problems those are affecting, but there's a lot of people in the world who don't know that. So I'm hoping to work with media sponsors and form some creative partnerships about how to get word out there on a big scale.
Well, we will be more than happy to lend our voice, our stage here at Scuba Radio for your work. Okay, is that fair?
I'd love that. Thank you.
But there usually is a hazing ceremony involved in this whole thing too. But you got to put on a mermaid tail and all kind of crazy stuff. But we'll save that for later on in your tour of duty. Okay.
Great.
And this lasts for a whole year or something, right?
Yes, we'll be traveling April to April.
So. You have any idea where they're going to send you other than Jersey?
I've got lots of choices right now. I'm planning on sailing a marine plastics expedition from Honolulu, which is where I've been for the last 3 years.
Wait, you're going to sail a marine plastics what?
It's a research expedition. We're going to sail up into the North Pacific Gyre and collect marine plastic and marine debris samples.
Is that like that floating island out there we've heard about over the last few years or what?
Sure. There's a lot of great enthusiasm about marine plastics, and I think the floating island came from that. I've heard some fantastically untrue stories about people landing planes and crashing boats into an island of plastic. So what I'm excited to go out there and do is get some real data points to start building a more complete picture about what kind of problem we're really facing.
You sound like a scientist or something. That's crazy talk. You hear what I'm saying, Megan?
I was a scientist for a little while. I've done that once.
And you're from Chicago? Is that true? Is that where you're from or no?
No, I'm originally from Boise, Idaho. I was born in Lafayette, Louisiana, grew up in Boise, Idaho, went to school in Oregon on the West Coast, and have been in Hawaii for about 3 years.
Nice. All right. So you've been working in a tropical setting. So that'll be one place you hope to do some more work, but you have any idea where they're going to send you other than making a tour of some of the other dive shows, which I'm sure they will, right?
I will. I'll be at DEMA in Las Vegas in November. I'm planning on diving. I'm the North American scholar, so I'll be working with a lot of different partners throughout the country and around the continent. I'm also hoping big dreams, you know, if they could get me there, I would love to do some work in Antarctica. I just would love to ice dive. I'd love to go to South Africa and do some free dive training with Hanley Prinsloo, who is a world champion free diver and big ocean advocate down there.
Nice.
And you know, just
anything.
As big as you can dream, as big as you can dream.
So they send you some maybe some dive operations down in the Keys, and you might hang out with them for a week or two and kind of be like an intern type of thing or shadow one of the players down there, right?
Yes, experiences are anywhere from a few days to about a month long, is generally as long as you stay at one place. And like I mentioned, it can be anything from policy and publishing, magazine work.
Scuba radio intern?
Scuba radio intern, who knows?
It could happen. We you know, our bar isn't very high. We've never had a scientist work with our crew, and there's good reason for it as well. But God knows there needs to be a study done on some of the people that we have associated with this crew. Maybe you can help us out with that, would you?
Sure, absolutely. As long as I get a mermaid tail.
As long as you get some mermaid tail. Okay, we can make that happen. You know, we have two mermaids here at Beneath the Sea, Megan. Watch their work. They are celebrating Mirth Days this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yes, okay, both of them, Tiffany and Lizzie, are celebrating a birthday this weekend. That is a bad combination when you get two mermaids celebrating birthdays and a bunch of divers from New Jersey. You hear what I'm saying?
I do. I'll watch out for the booth.
Scientifically speaking, it could be a sign of the apocalypse or something. I don't know. It definitely is going to create a headache or two in the morning after some of the festivities planned here at Beneath the Sea. And they've actually just come out to plan the event. We'll see how these mermaids are holding up, as well as the Scuba Cowboy next right here. Stay close to the world's first radio show
devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
they commit their bodies to the deep, looking for the resurrection of the body when the sea shall give up her dead, and the life of the world to come.
Yes, you know, we're just a tunnel ride over to the Big Apple, and we may end up there this weekend at some point because we have two mermaids. Lizzie and Tiffany are both celebrating birthdays this weekend. Birthdays for a mermaid. It makes sense, right, Pop?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Tiffany is how old?
You mean how young?
Yes.
Okay, a woman never discloses that information. Ask Pop.
You're not a woman. You're a mermaid. So?
So we're
just in mermaid years. You're like 18, right?
Yep.
Okay, and would you go the same for you there, Lizzie?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at that. Now they are getting geared up, so to speak, to celebrate their birthday here at Beneath the Sea. Lizzie has been to the Big Apple. But neither one of you have been to Beneath the Sea, this dive show, before, right?
No, never been here. Never been to New Jersey either.
Never been to New Jersey, but you have been to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it is a different mentality here in Jersey. And there's this whole snooky person that hangs around and abuses
definitely
people.
Definitely a different mentality. You said that right.
Yes, righty! You know, something like that. They may, you say, I want a coffee. And they go, righty! You hear what I'm saying there, Tiffany?
They're saying what?
Righty!
What are you saying?
Well, you got to point at your nether region when you say this, but if you do it and you righty, that's kind of like typical New Jersey talk.
Okay.
Well, you watch Jersey Shore. You love that show. Come on, don't lie to me.
Greg, you're more feminine than I am. No offense.
Okay, I don't know what to think of that, and I'm just going to leave it alone. But we are going to have a big time because we are celebrating birthdays. You are excited, aren't you, Lizzie?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Pump, are you worried about this, having two mermaids celebrating birthdays in the same weekend, and we are in New Jersey, right across the river from New York City?
I would be worried if just you were with them. But since I'm here, we're good.
Okay, so we have a designated diver or I don't know. It's kind of like you're our seeing eye dog. Is something like that?
Sure, yeah.
Because, you know, Pup, yeah, because, you know, we may need some kind of escort on the way home from some of the bars here in New Jersey when we're celebrating all these divers. They get a little crazy up here. You hear what I'm saying, Tiff?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it seems like quite the party town, if you will.
Yes, well, it is. You know, when you head out to Bazookas after a day of talking diving with all these... It's just one of the local sports bars here.
Like guns or?
No, bubble gum. Bazooka bubble gum. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, no.
Or guns. Yeah, it could be guns. Those are the only two things I can think of that it would stand for.
I'm not sure because they have the two O's right on the shirts of the girls in very strategically located spots. Where it says bazooka, it's kind of like a Hooters thing across the chest.
Does it do?
It might have something to do with it.
You know, that's weird. I didn't notice.
You didn't notice that?
Oh,
no, really?
Of course not. I would never demean women that way. That's just not our style. Which, by the way, reminds me, have you guys played the Tiki Toss game? Come on up here, Tiffany. Come on. It's her birthday. It's time for her to take her chance at winning a big prize for her birthday. Tiki Toss is this Bimini Ring game that Mellow Militia has been nice enough to hook us up with here at the show. MellowMilitia.com is the website. If you put in the code Scuba Space Radio, you'll get $5 off. One of these Tiki Toss games, and it's like it's a ring game, and you can. I have one of these, two of these actually, in the two new Scuba Radio studios. All right, now here's the deal: you have the ring in your hand, right? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah,
now here's the deal: you get one chance. All right, and if you can ring this, get this ring on the hook, on that Tiki Toss ring hook. All right, you get to keep your clothes on. Ready? Go. Go. What are you waiting on? Go.
Oh,
she didn't get it. Which piece of clothing goes, Pup? She's your daughter.
Tiki Toss.
I missed this whole part.
What? Okay, here, wait.
The first one with the bag.
Yeah, all right. You're already practically naked, Tiffany. This is bad. Oh, my God. Are you going to put on a show for these New Jersey divers here beneath the sea? This is for all the marbles right here. One more try.
Oh, wait.
Oh, brick. Brick. All right, Lizzie, give it a shot. See if we'll have one clothed mermaid up here beneath the sea. What do you think? Is the pressure on?
I think so. I'm pretty good at this. So
you're pretty good. She's done this. And where? Where do you think?
Bimini.
In Bimini, of course. The Bimini ring game. That's where I think this thing started. Tiki toss. Oh, you're going to blame the equipment.
Yeah, it's the equipment for sure.
It's the equipment. Okay, listen, we'll give her three tries. We gave Tiffany three tries. She totally skunked out. Oh, it's me. Now it's me. I'm too close. Get away from me. All right, third try is a charm, is it? No, it is not. All right, well, maybe we should make it fair. I'll do it three times. That's what she said. And if I hook, then what happens? What? Keep my clothes on, okay? And, oh, first one is a miss. Tiki toss. Oh, at least I'm hitting the thing, which is good. And, oh, okay, I suck at this. You know, the thing is, it passes the time. This is what they did back in the Bahamas, before the internet, when you had nothing else to waste your time on, you had the Bimini ring game, and now we have Tiki Toss, right?
Yeah.
You like this, don't you? Uh-oh, she hit the ring. She's getting closer. She's practicing. The practicing is starting to pay off. So, once again, mellowmilitia.com is the website to check out the new Tiki Toss game. This is really cool because it's a hook, and there's a string and a little metal ring, and you try to hook it on the hook, but it's in like a little surfboard tiki-looking thing. Very high-end. Well, a nice little feature to add to your bedroom, home, office.
To your tiki bar in the backyard. That's what I'm doing with mine.
Exactly. Yeah, and once again, $5 off if you go to mellowmilitia.com. And put in Scuba Space Radio as the promo code. All right, more coming up from beneath the sea in hour two of Scuba Radio. Stay close. We're just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.